Joined now by TSU basketball coach Penny Collins. Good morning, Penny.
Morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. You survived the blizzard over there?
I survived, man. We made it through.
Yeah, I dare say up in, where is Illinois State? Is that in Springfield, Illinois?
Bloomington.
Like I said, Bloomington, Illinois. I guess you, it gets cold up there, and I know that's where you were before you came here. We're going to talk about the week. Two games Thursday, the nationally televised win at Tennessee Tech, 79-62, and of course a lot was made about the game yesterday, more than just the OVC encounter with Belmont, 92-74 win for the Bruins, and Coach Penny here returning to his alma mater to coach against his former coach. So a lot has been made of that as well. But you know, I've always heard you split on the road and take care of business at home, and that's basically what you did this week with the road part.
We did. You know, we got a tough swing. You know, we're on a 4-game road trip right now, and you know, to split on this first weekend, I think we're in good shape.
Yeah, we talked in the post game yesterday. When you looked at that, you said, "Oh, 4 straight OVC games to open the season." Then you go, "Oh." At Tennessee Tech, at Belmont, at Austin Peay, and at Murray State. That's an O.
Yeah.
That's an oh my, by the way. Let's do it chronologically. Thursday night, national television, and how important, you know, national TV can work several ways for you. The game on ESPNU, you go out there and lay an egg, people see it, but you go out there and play well like your team did in the 17-point win, people see that at two. So even adding more to that win at Tech, avenging that 2-point home loss 2 weeks earlier, good to get a win on national TV.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, going into that game, we knew it was a game that we really needed to get, that we had just played them the week before. And, you know, lost by 2 on a shot. I feel like a shot we should have made at the buzzer in overtime. So we had a lot of no reason to go in there and play well. So we knew we needed that game because we didn't want to be swept by Tennessee Tech on the season. And it's OVC tournament hunt. We can't get swept by teams. So that was a very important game. And then the fact that it was on national TV, it did give people a chance to see Tennessee State if they haven't seen us this year for the first time. And it was really cool because after the game I had text messages from people from California all the way to Florida. So it was good. It was a good game for us, and our guys played well.
Yeah, and we're going to have some highlights from that as well. And quite frankly, 3 of them in a row are going to be from Emmanuel Egbuda. With the highlight reel on the alley-oop stuff where he got fouled, man, that's the kind of stuff that gets on national TV.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's crazy. We've been on ESPN probably 5-6 times this year. 3 times have been good, and 3 times have been bad. we got some talented kids and athletic kids, and when they can make plays.
You know, just about every team you play is going to be longer than you, not necessarily play. You know, there's a difference, length and playing big, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to play a lot of teams in the OVC, quite frankly, that you're bigger than. You may be length-wise and athletic-wise able to do that. But I'm looking at every, you know, obviously you glance at the stats, and sometimes, you know, Vin Scully said stats are like a lamppost. Sometimes people use it for illumination. Sometimes people use it for support. And so you can make stats what you want. But you would think that would be a weakness. You out-rebounded Tennessee Tech. You go toe-to-toe with Belmont, and they're 2 6'11 guys, very long team there. It seems like you're getting what you want inside right now, and it's basically with, obviously, Chafee and leading the way.
Yeah, I put a lot of emphasis on rebounding and boxing out. It's just starting to get better. It's just getting better and better. And night in, night out, when you don't have the 6'11s, like some of the teams you're playing against, then you have to be really fundamentally sound and boxing out and have 5 guys attack the glass. And, you know, we've done that the last few games. And, you know, whenever we do that, we feel like the team that went the deepest of rebounding battle is the team that wins.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show. Brian Penny Collins with us. And I look at Thursday night, and I'm seeing six players in double figures. Chafee, 13. Amani Chaney with 10. Dave Morris with 11. Egbuda, as we mentioned, off the bench with 11. Good to see Dante Fitzpatrick Dorsey back and getting into the flow of things. 10 points. Kamar McKnight, 12. So balanced scoring. And just not only offensively, that was probably your most complete game this year.
Oh, yeah, because we were hitting on our cylinders. Our guys played with pop. We played extremely hard. And then we had some guys that come off the bench and gave us a really good lift.
And one of those is Emmanuel Egbuda. And we've got some clips here, Jonathan, courtesy of 102.1 FM. Of course, where all the basketball games are with Albert Dawson and myself. So I'm going to play you Egbuda back to back to back. And the last one of these is with 0.4 seconds to go in the half. TSU inbounding underneath its own basket. And basically a catch and shoot situation. And really run to perfection to close the half. Here are three. The first two are slam dunks by Egbuda, and then that play to close the second half.
Slice it in, puts a high, wild shot up on Henderson. No good. Henderson gets it. Now running out the other way, Little John. They got the number. Alley-oop, and the flush by Emmanuel Egbuda.
Everything right on that play. The strong rebound by Henderson, the long pass up court, the outlet, and then the high lob pass and the slam home by Egbuda.
TSU will inbound it underneath its own basket with 0.4 seconds. So only thing he can do is catch and shoot. Little John gets it to Egbuda, who puts it off the glass, up and in, and it counts. Little John floats it to Egbuda. Egbuda, on his way down, puts it off the glass. He has 7, and the Tigers go to halftime with its biggest lead, 35-26.
Well, I saw Coach Penny Collins give the signal for the alley-oop. He just pointed up high, and they got the signal. I thought it was going to be Stokely Chafee, but instead they decoyed Chafee out, brought Egbuda in the middle, and that high lob pass was right there, and he kissed it off the glass, and it's good.
Henderson follows all the way out, and Henry bounces it off his foot. That should be over and back. No call. He bounces off his own foot. And then alley-oop on the other one. Egbuda slams it home, and he's fouled by Henry, his fourth. But Egbuda with the flush. He's got 9, the lead 18.
Oh, everything worked right again on that play. Going hard to the court, I mean down to the surface, was Henderson. Coming up with the loose ball, gave it to Little John. Little John eyed Egbuda come into the bucket. Egbuda slams it home, and he goes to the line.
Again, courtesy of 102.1 FM, Albert Dawson and myself on the call from Thursday night. And obviously the acrobatics of the Egbudas, but the play, 0.4 seconds, you just catch and shoot. Egbuda did it, basically caught it, and almost like he was going down, put it off the glass, and that's stealing too right there.
Oh yeah, it was a great touch. It was a great read. You know, we're trying to get something quick, and you know, it just happened to work. It just happened to execute, and it worked out for us on that play.
There was
gave us a lot of momentum going in half.
Oh yeah, I mean, because one team's running off the floor, the other team's walking off of it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want your team running off, slapping high fives to the locker room at halftime. That's always, common sense would tell you that's always the good thing. There was a sequence in that game. We'll hear it in a minute, where there was an offensive rebound, and there were 4, maybe 5 passes before Armani knocks down a baseline 3. And obviously that was opposite of where your bench was to my left. I was calling it. And I didn't get it on the air because I drew a blank. But you ever heard of Oregon State head basketball coach Ralph Miller?
No, I haven't.
For 20 years, from 1970 to 1989, he won 342 games. Really a sort of a Hall of Fame caliber coach. His team never dribbled. They never dribbled. I don't know how. I guess you have to dribble, obviously. But they would pass the ball 8-10 times in the half court set and never put the ball on the ground. It was the dangest thing and very successful with it for two decades. There was this sequence, you know what I'm talking about, where the ball never touched the ground, and Armani Chaney knocks down that three at the end. When you're seeing each other, you're feeling each other, that's what happens.
Absolutely. We worked on that a lot the day before practice. We just worked on moving the ball around. We call it spread the love. And we knew against Tennessee Tech that they helped a lot. So if we could move it, and just kind of slide and be ready to shoot in the corners, we would get that shot a lot. And it was exactly what we worked on to perfection. So to see guys take from the court and practice to the game, it's a beautiful thing. And we were really hitting on our cylinders in that Tennessee Tech game.
All right, Penny, you just said that was a beautiful thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen to my this is funny. Listen to this. This is that play.
Chafee blocks it, now running it the other way. The Tigers. Davis to Chaney. Back to Davis. Back to Chaney. Three-pointer left wing. That is so sweet. Write it down. Armani Chaney with 8.
It was just beautiful.
They had 5 passes without a single dribble.
You remember the old figure eight where you're passing the ball down when you're going down court? That's what we just saw.
The three-man weave is what we saw, and Albert called it a beautiful thing, just like you.
It is, because that's the way the basketball should be played, and guys moving the ball the right way, and not just beating the ball to death. It's harder for the defense to catch up, and when we play that way, we're a better team.
Yeah, I want to circle back around again to because Courtney Alexander. You're talking about a 6'8". Point forward there, and Henry and everybody they have on the size there at Tennessee Tech. You outscored them 38-14 in the paint, and that's taking it right at them.
Yeah, this is all us playing tough. We play harder that game than we did the previous game against Morehead State. I got decided to finish through contact, and so Chafee and Henderson and Ed Buda. Were some of the key guys that just decided to play harder, and they got to do that every day for us.
Well, and 2 numbers both ways. The assist to turnover ratio, your team had, and just to mention, what you were working on, your team had 8 assists, 6 of them from your junior forward, Michael Littlejohn. 18 assists, 12 turnovers, which obviously you'll take that ratio all the time. Conversely, Tennessee Tech, 8 assists, 20 turnovers, and you had 14 steals in that game. So taking care of the basketball and going to get the basketball.
Yep. Our pressure was good. We didn't overextend ourselves too much, and when we did, we were able to circle back and find our man. And then we just valued the ball. We moved the ball with a purpose, and moving with a purpose, and guys are making shots. When that ball is going through the rim, your defense starts getting better as well.
All right, we talked about the Tech win. Obviously, we've got to get to the Belmont game last night at the Curb Event Center. We'll get to that after the break. Also coming up in about 15 minutes or so, Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern. This is the TSU Basketball Coaches Show right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7-day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hey, hey, TOA. Hey, hey, TOA.
What's that about?
Hey, oh, the hey, TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already on the sidelines. They love football.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of TSU Tigers Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
And for my final feat of magic, I will now give myself more chances to win with Keno to go. On the count of three. One, two, three.
That's not magic. All you did was add bullseye. Look, I just got more chances to win too, and I don't even believe in magic.
It's not magic. It's Keno to go with bullseye, the easy way to get more chances to win. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Game day is every day at Wyatt Johnson Ford. Our depth chart is unbeatable. Over 800 vehicles. Wyatt Johnson Ford, family owned for over 70 years. And every new Ford includes Wyatt Johnson's exclusive warranty for life. Wyatt Johnson Ford. We are Tiger fans. 648 Thompson Lane, Nashville. Online, WyattJohnsonFord.com. We give you more at Wyatt Johnson. Non-factory limited powertrain warranty good at participating dealers nationwide. See dealer for details.
TSU Basketball Coaches Show. Brian Penny Collins with us this morning. Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern here in a little while. Yesterday over at Kerber Event Center, 92-74. And Penny, a lot was made, and you knew it would. And then it's a good story. You obviously played for Rick Byrd at Belmont. You were on their very first NCAA tournament team, and you know everybody was going to make a big deal out of this, but you have a team to coach and a game to try to win. But that's all past now. Now to get into every time you play Rick Byrd, we're not going to have all this big deal. It's just TSU and Belmont.
Right. Yeah, it was I was really surprised that they did a tribute. I was beyond elated about it. I mean, I think that it was kind of caught me off guard, and it kind of got my emotions going a little bit, just to see the support from them to do that, and to see the fans standing up and giving me a standing ovation. It was a really cool moment for me, something that I'll never forget. And had a lot of good times at Belmont and a lot of good people that I met during my time. And it's just a moment that I always cherish, that first time going back to coach against them.
Yeah, and the tribute up on their jumbo screens, and then with a lot of your accolades, and then the standing, sort of an impromptu standing ovation. I thought it was really good, very obviously. And you even saw Vince Gill and Amy Grant standing up and cheering for you.
Yeah, man, it was Vince and Amy, those good people, man. And I always remember them supporting us during our time at Belmont. It was cool, man. I can't even say how much it meant to me. I'm just glad that it's over. You don't have to worry about keep talking about it every time. But
yeah,
Belmont really did have a huge impact on my life And I can't say it enough. And I was glad that we had the opportunity to go over there and compete against them. And, you know, look forward to playing them again in a few weeks.
Yeah, they'd be over at Gentry Center here in a couple weeks, as a matter of fact. Man, when Belmont shoots the ball the way they did last night, 63% overall, 61% on three-pointers, 13 out of 21, and you weren't being flippant about it in the post-game interview with Albert and me, but you basically said tonight they were the Golden State Warriors, right? With Klay Thompson and everybody, and obviously with Curry and everything, they were shooting the ball that way. And when they get in that rhythm, you know it. You've been in that uniform. They spread the floor and make you feel so uncomfortable, because you really got to pick your poison when you got a 6'11 freshman starting center who has really good basketball skills, and they're always moving without the basketball.
Yeah, Coach Vert does an unbelievable job putting his team in position to, make you make a decision on what you're going to decide to take away. And when they're good anywhere they play, but when they're in the curve, they're just so much more comfortable. And they know how to play, and they know where each other are. And when they're making shots like they did last night, it's almost like you better be shooting the ball the same way on the other end. Or you're going to be in for a long night. And every time we made a mistake on defense, they made us play for it, whether it was on the block with the big fellas posting up, or whether it was late on a late closeout. They made shots, and they made them from the parking lot and they made them from half court. I mean, they made them everywhere. So, I give nothing but credit to Belmont and how they play. They shot the ball extremely well. And, we just got to do a better job of guarding next time.
Once again, Michael Littlejohn, the junior out of Muskegon, Michigan, transfer from Southwest Tennessee Community College down in Memphis. And once again, 19 points in 26 minutes, solid shooting, 7 out of 14 overall, 4 of 8 on three-pointers. You'll take that every time. Even had 4 rebounds. And then I'm looking at it, 26 minutes without a turnover as well. So we just see him more and more feeling it, I would say, just to use he's feeling it. It looks like he's feeling it.
Yeah, he just got a little more pep in his step. He's playing a little more pop. He's talking more on offense and defense, and his confidence is just going up. And it's just like I always said, him and Emmanuel, they're really starting to come to their own. Junior college guys, it takes them about a semester sometimes to kind of get to where you want them to get to. So, Mikey is really starting to play well, and we're going to need him to continue to do that, especially with our numbers being down even more after the injury last night.
Well, and I don't know how much you know, but I know, obviously you're talking about starting forward Daniel Cummings, who went down, and you knew right away that it didn't look good, because he grabbed that knee, that left knee, and you could tell he was in a lot of pain. I don't know how much you know this morning or not, or whatever you want to say about it, but you've already got on crutches Damari Moore, who had broken into the starting lineup. You already, just out of the boot recently, was Jalen Duke, local kid that played at MLK, who was a starter when he hurt his foot. So, yeah. and I hope, I don't know, what can you tell us about Daniel Cummings?
Well, yeah, we don't know for sure yet. Yeah. The doctor made an assumption, which, I don't ever talk about assumptions.
Sure.
Until we know for sure, don't know. But it doesn't look good right now. And we know for sure that he won't be playing next week. So we're just going to have to see what happens. Hopefully we'll know for sure after we get the MRI on Monday or Tuesday, and then we'll just kind of go from there. But the main thing is that, like you said, our numbers are down. DC Daniel Cummings was starting and he's out now. Jalen Duke was a starter, he's out. Damari Moore moving to the starting line, he's out for the rest of the season. And DeMarcus Mitchell, who we haven't seen since the beginning of the year, is out for the rest of the season too. So we got that's a 6'8" five-man and 3'6" 5" or taller guys that are out right now. We got 4 guys that are pretty much good. So it is what it is. That's a part of the game. It's kind of how it goes sometimes. Guys just got to step up and be ready for the challenge. And we have enough. We still have enough in the tank to go out and win and make a run for this OVC tournament.
I got some advice about all of that. Just stop it, okay? Just stop it right now, okay? you look at, also you talk about, again, I want to go to Egbuda, 6 points, 8 rebounds. Dante Fitzpatrick Dorsey, 8 rebounds, 15 points. Good to get him back in the flow. I know this is the second game back after missing 3, and he can really give you a lift offensively.
Yeah, Dante is an all-league, all-caliber type player, and he has to play like that every game. And him being out, him missing those games, and now he's coming back, you can still see his rhythms a little bit off, and his conditioning is off, and he just has to get his timing back. But you can kind of see him starting to get back into his wheelhouse of how we need him to play. And, for us to be good, those guys are going to have to – they got to beat that type of caliber player for them. I mean, Dylan Windler is an all-league player. And he played like it last night. He played like he's first team potential player of the year. Well, we have guys that could potentially be all conference or award winning guys. They have to play that way. So Dante's got to be one of those people that could be that type of guy, and hopefully he can get back to that caliber level of playing that he was in the beginning of the year.
TSU basketball coach Penny Collins with us. I want to go back and reference, you were the cover boy of the Tennessean sports section on Friday. And just talking, obviously it was in advance of obviously the Belmont game, the time Mike Organ wrote the feature. That's why it was there, because of who you played the next day. I was reading through that in a really good read. And you're convinced that you can build TSU into a mid-major. And I say mid-major in the most affectionate of way, because obviously a Western Kentucky guy, my dad played there, coached there, and I grew up mid-major. I grew up OVC. And tell me why you think TSU could be a mid-major factor.
The main thing is that I've seen what it takes to be a mid-major powerhouse, to be a program that's competing for OVC championships and trying to make runs in NCAA tournaments. I know what that looks like. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that we have everything that we need to be successful right here at Tennessee State. Obviously, we're in one of the best cities in the country, in Nashville, so we have a great market here. We have a fantastic facility in the Gentry Center, which is probably, I'm not 100% sure, but it's probably one of the biggest facilities in the OVC. Now, obviously, we're going to get some upgrades to that facility and we're working on those. But we have a nice place to play. And once we continue to sharpen what we're trying to do as a basketball team and the guys understand the philosophy, and we continue to get student athletes in Tennessee State that fit what we're trying to do in our culture and want to have that same winning mentality that our coaching staff possesses, then I just believe we could get to a level that has never been reached before, not only at TSU, but for any of the other mid-majors in Nashville as well. I just think we could be something really, really special. And we have a fan base that is just it's very, very deep in Nashville and rooted in Nashville. And we have a lot of fans that are just ready for us to take that next step. And when we do, I believe that they'll come to our games and pack that place out. And we could be a special, special, special team.
And I was reading that. I really thought it interesting that you reached out to Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. Tim, all of their baseball games are on our station. He comes on with us every week during the season, and he's just amazing man. He really is beyond everything. I didn't know this. He has his players keep journals throughout the season, sort of chronicling at things as they go. And it says here you love that idea.
Yeah. Sunday afternoon, and we had a mutual friend, and set up a meeting with me and Coach Corbin. And we talked 4 or 5 hours just about life and basketball and baseball and different things he does with his team. And he asked me about stuff like I've done with my team in the past and just different philosophies. And we picked each other's brains. And he gave me some some guys, some books he thought that would help me to, that I needed to read. And man, he just was a great guy to be around. And we haven't had a chance to get back together again because both our schedules have been busy. Every time I wanted to try to go to lunch with him, you know, he was busy. And then I think he had a surgery or something not too long ago. So he's kind of getting recovered from that. But I'm glad I have a relationship with him that, you know, now that we're, I'm back in Nashville, that's another guy that I'm going to be able to lean on to give me advice to get our program to that championship level. And one of the things that he told me about was, you know, they do a lot of teaching with their team. You know, they spend, you know, their first 30 minutes in the classroom setting just talking about different things and keeping a journal entry, something these guys can keep for the rest of their lives. So, you know, I took that aspect from him, and we do the same thing at TSU. We don't do it every day, but we spend a lot of time talking to the guys about different pitfalls and things that's going to happen to them throughout their season and throughout their life and just all kind of things. And we keep journals as well.
Thursday, Austin Peay. Saturday, Murray State. Congratulations. That's that gauntlet you were looking at during the stretch. And we know what both of those are all about. Two very good teams and two tough places to play.
Yeah. You know, I love basketball. I love competing. And when you're competing against some of the better teams, it gets your juices flowing too. So I'm excited to prepare to play against two really, really good teams. And, you know, we do what we got to do to come out and try to get us two wins this week. I'm looking forward to it. We're in this four-game road trip, and we'll see what happens after.
Penny, thank you, man. We'll see you Thursday in Clarksville. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you.